Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Kuftes. The Gemara in Mudbeis tells us that a Ketorah in the Heichol doesn't have a shear. Even Kazayis is good enough. And Rashi explains, even though there's a shear called Pras, it's only a shear Derabanan. And that's the reason it's clear that when you do a Ketorah of the Heichol outside, you're Chayiv, even Kazayis, everybody agrees to that. So it comes out from there, the Ketorah inside Kazayis, and the pras, the fact that it's larger, is midarabanan. Now there's a big story that brought down the different achronim, starting with the Maharal and Gvur Hashem Perim Memches, that says that mitzvah, if you have a mitzvah deraisa, adding to the mitzvah, any tosefes that you add to it, becomes part of the mitzvah. The Maharal is speaking about the fact that when you eat matzah in the night of Pesach, every matzah that you eat, you should eat ba'aseva. Even though the only thing you require to eat midaraisa is only kazayis. Why is that so? Because kazayis is the minimum amount. But im ochel yoiser hakol nichshav achilas matzo shel mitzvah. So therefore, lechatchila you should do a seiva on every achila of matzah. The Avnei Nezer in Yerideo Simin Shin Lamed Ches speaks about this yisoid as well. He quotes the Maharal and he applies it regarding milo. When you do milo, after the milo, the end of the milo, you have to do metzitzo. Now metzitzo is not required for the milo, but once you do the milo, if you don't do metzitzo, so then you have a problem, pikuach nefesh. So says Avnei Nezer, why shouldn't, on Shabbos, why shouldn't one be required to do milo at the end of the day? So he does the milo at the end of the day, so the metzitzo will be once you get to shkia. Why should you do beginning of the day, do mitzitzo, which is not required, but you're just doing it because of pikuach nefesh? You're putting yourself into a matzah pikuach nefesh. Says the Avnei Nezer, based on this Maharal, because once you're allowed to do bismillah, everything that connects to the mitzvah, including mitzitzo, becomes part of the mitzvah. Similar to what the Gemara in Shabbat says regarding tzitzim shein me'akvim. So when you have leftover skin, which you don't have to remove, but if you're in the middle of the process of the mitzvah, you could remove it because it becomes part of the mitzvah. And Rav Yosef Engel also brings this Yesoid in Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph on base, and he quotes the Yireim that says that's the reason you blow more, you make a longer tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah. What about Chilul Yom Tov? The answer is, while you're being oisik in a mitzvah, whatever you add to the mitzvah becomes part of the mitzvah. And he brings one more raya, what's brought down in the Yerushalmi, Maseches Trumas, that a kohen is allowed to use Truma Tmei, it's called Shemen Sreifa. You can burn it and enjoy it. If a Yisrael is together with the Kohen, and the Kohen lights the Shemen Sreifa, and it's lit, and then the Kohen leaves, the Yisrael can continue enjoying it. Why? It's all considered to be one big Maise. And because the beginning you could do it, whatever is mitzarev to the Maise is also fine. Says the Shagas Aryeh, in the Gvur Sari in Yuman Dafim Hamud Aleph, we have arrived from our Sugya. Because over here in our Sugya it says, that comes out based on the Gemara, based on Rashi, that the amount to do a Ketorah is only Kazayis. The reason that we're doing Pras B'chol Yoyim is Midarabanan. But how can you do Pras on Shabbos? If Midaraisa, the minimum amount is Kazayis, that's all you need. So how can Rabbanan allow us to do a Ketorah on Shabbos when it's not needed? So he says, you see from here this Yisoid. When you have a mitzvah to do, and there's no shear how much to do it, meaning lamala, there's no shear lamala, you can do as much as you want, whatever you do is mitzvah to that mitzvah. And he adds, the loy nisna toy lamaloch yashar is lechavr lezamtze, meshur shalo loisi velo lagur min a shear of a kitzvah, ve'amido shenos lo toyo. Torah is not given to maloch yashar to be exact. So the mitzvah is given to Bnei Adam, that you can add more, then whatever you add in that act is all joining the mitzvah to be one big mitzvah. Raya Nifla from our Sugya. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.